This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Bird flu on the rise in Kathmandu Valley. Infections confirmed in more than 100 locations of 11 districts across the country. Government achieves 75% of annual revenue target with 19 days remaining in fiscal year. Nighttime closure planned on Oroneko Highway for road upgrading. Government terminates 16 stalled Kornali Highway contracts. And US-Iran tit-for-tat strikes continue despite ceasefire. Now the news in detail. Bird flu cases are rising in the Kathmandu Valley with the highly pathogenic H5N1 virus now confirmed in more than 100 locations across 11 districts of the country. The outbreak, first detected in Murang district in March, has since spread to Jhapa, Sunsari, Mohottari, Bara, Chitwan, Nawalparasi, Kathmandu, Bhaktapur, Lalitpur and Kabrepalanchok districts. According to the Department of Livestock Services, birds have been culled to contain the disease, while eggs and poultry feed have been destroyed. Officials say the outbreak has already been brought under control in several districts across the country. However, surveillance and containment efforts remain intensified in the districts of Kathmandu Valley and Kabrepalanchok, where infections are still being reported. Meanwhile, the department has begun gene sequencing of H5N1 virus in collaboration with the National Public Health Laboratory to monitor possible genetic mutations in the circulating strain. With 19 days remaining in the current fiscal year, the government has achieved 75.17% of its annual revenue collection target. According to the Office of the Comptroller General, the government had collected 1.112 trillion in revenues as of last Friday against the annual target of rupees 1.48 trillion. This means it must collect an additional rupees 367.5 billion in the remaining days to meet the target. Meanwhile, total government expenditure has reached about 1.44 trillion rupees, equivalent to 71.53% of the annual budget. Current expenditure accounts for over 80% of the spending target, while capital expenditure has reached only 142 billion or 34.87% of the allocated amount, indicating continued slow progress in development spending. Minister for Youth, Labour and Employment Ramji Yadav has urged Saudi Arabia to postpone the implementation of Skill Verification Process, SPV, for Nepali workers. During a courtesy meeting with Saudi Ambassador Fahad Muhammad Azmi Manikar, the minister said the new procedure has created confusion among prospective migrant workers and should not affect their visa applications or employment opportunities. He called for all issues related to the verification process to be resolved through bilateral consultation and mutual agreement between the two governments. In response, the Saudi ambassador said the embassy would consult with the Saudi government and update the ministry accordingly. The government has prepared the draft on the bill on the establishment and management of the National Defence University 6 years after the formation of the Infrastructure Development Committee. According to the Ministry of Defence, consultations on the draft have been completed with the Ministry of Education, University Grants Commission and the Ministry of Finance. The bill will now be sent to the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs for legal review. A regional seminar held in Kathmandu has called for stronger cross-border cooperation to combat illegal waste trafficking in South and Southeast Asia. The two-day event brought together law enforcement agencies, customs officials and representatives from international organizations and 8 Asian countries to exchange experiences and strengthen regional coordination against environmental crime. The seminar, organized under the Nepal-France Green Roadmap, concluded with a commitment to enhance regional collaboration and promote sustainable waste management practices to tackle environmental crime more effectively. Likewise, a program held in Lhasa, the capital of China's Xinjiang Autonomous Region, has highlighted Nepal's investment, trade and tourism potential while calling for stronger Nepal-China economic cooperation. Organized by the Consulate General of Nepal in Lhasa, the event brought together more than 100 participants, including senior officials of the Xinjiang Autonomous Region, Chinese investors, business leaders and tourism entrepreneurs. The number of cancer patients receiving government financial assistance has nearly doubled over the past 5 years, reflecting a growing burden of the disease in Nepal. According to the Nursing and Social Security Division under the Department of Health Services, 28,678 cancer patients received financial support of up to 100,000 each from the Impoverished Citizen Medical Treatment Fund in the fiscal year 2081-82 compared to 15,187 beneficiaries in 2077-78. Health experts say lung, cervical, breast, stomach, and intestinal cancers are among the most common in Nepal. Meanwhile, Virat Medical College in Viratnagar has introduced the country's first irradiated blood service. Doctors say the specialized blood used for cancer patients, transplant recipients and people with severe immune disorders helps prevent life-threatening complications during blood transfusions and is expected to improve access to advanced treatment for patients in eastern Nepal. The Araniko Highway will remain closed to most vehicles at night for 15 days from July 6 to 20 to facilitate blacktopping work on the Dholikhel-Khawa road section. The District Security Committee has banned the movement of trippers and large cargo trucks throughout the period, while other passengers and freight vehicles will not be allowed to operate between 7 p.m. and 5 a.m. except for emergency vehicles. Authorities have urged motorists to use alternative routes. Meanwhile, the Road Division Office in Jumla has begun terminating 16 long abandoned construction contracts along the Karnali Highway. The contracts covering road projects in Kalikot, Jumla and Mugu districts were cancelled after contractors failed to complete work despite repeated notices. Officials said the legal action will be taken against the contractors in accordance with public procurement laws as part of efforts to accelerate stalled infrastructure projects. A 13th century idol of Sakyamuni Buddha, recovered from the United States after being stolen from Nepal, has been reinstalled at its original site in Nuchebahal, Kathmandu. The restoration was carried out through the joint efforts of the Kathmandu Metropolitan City, the Department of Archaeology and the Heritage Project. The idol was returned to Nepal following legal procedures and coordination between the Department of Archaeology and the Tibet House Collection with support from the government agencies, heritage activists and scholars. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The United States has carried out a second consecutive night of military strikes on Iran, saying the action was in response to an Iranian drone attack on a commercial vessel near the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. Central Command said the strikes targeted military equipment, air defense systems, communications facilities, and drone storage sites, accusing Iran of violating a recently agreed ceasefire by attacking commercial shipping. U.S. President Donald Trump warned that further military action could follow if hostilities continue. Iran has not commented on the latest U.S. strikes. However, it has previously rejected U.S. accusations, saying its actions were linked to maritime security and has accused Washington of violating the ceasefire through its retaliatory attacks. The latest escalation comes despite a ceasefire agreement reached earlier this month with renewed concerns over the regional stability. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, while the Tarai region will likely remain partly cloudy. There is a possibility of moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places in the Kosi province and at few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also possible at a few places in the Tarai regions of Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and at one or two places in the Tarai region of Sudarpashchim province. Heat wave conditions are likely at a few places in the Tarai region of Sudarpashchim province and the western Tarai region of Lumbini province. The division has also stated that there is an influence of the monsoon system in the entire areas of Kosi, Madhes and Bagmati provinces, some parts of Gandaki province and a few areas of the eastern part of Lumbini province. The remaining parts of the country are under the partial influence of westerly and local winds. Furthermore, there is a possibility that the monsoon will advance over the remaining parts of Gandaki and Lumbini provinces as well as the entire areas of Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces within the next 3 to 4 days. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 22 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 28 and 30 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Bird flu on the rise in Kathmandu Valley, infections confirmed in more than 100 locations of 11 districts across the country. Government achieves 75% of annual revenue target with 19 days remaining in fiscal year. Nighttime closure planned on Oroniko Highway for road upgrading. Government terminates 16 stalled Karnali Highway contracts. And US-Iran tit-for-tat strikes continue despite ceasefire. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.